Pittsburgh is home not to just one orchestra. In 1987, the Cultural Trust completed a $43 million renovation to the Stanley Theater. It would be their new home and the crown jewel of the Cultural District right in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh. And along with the opening curtain, a new orchestra was premiered. Welcome, music lovers. This is the Cellarondo, a podcast of ideas and stories all about music. My name is Paula Tuttle. I'm a cellist, creator of Chambersite, producer of concerts, and this podcast. We'll explore behind the scenes the professional life in music, but the podcast is for anyone curious about music and musicians' careers. The Stanley Theater opened on February 28, 1928. It was the largest movie theater in western Pennsylvania. It cost $3 million to build and seated 3,800. Run by Stanley Warner, it was Pittsburgh's main first-run movie theater. Lots of music royalty performed there, including Frank Sinatra, Frank Zappa, The Grateful Dead, Kansas, and Pat Metheny. The Stanley Theater was named number one auditorium in the U.S. several times by Billboard magazine. In the 1980s, H.J. Hines II began renovation on the Stanley, just as he did with Hines Hall in the late 60s. But with the Stanley, he would bring the theater back to its original glory. It would look exactly like it did on opening night in 1928. Hines passed away February of the year it was reopened. The restored chandelier is dedicated to his memory. After $43 million in restoration, the Stanley reopened September 25, 1987, as the Benenham Center for the Performing Arts. Construction plans included a tunnel connecting to Hines Hall for the sharing of instruments like timpani, marimbas, and gongs, harpsichords and various stage platforms, chairs, and sound equipment. The tunnel was started but never completed because it became obvious to everyone, from the Cultural Trust to the Pittsburgh Opera, the Benenham would need its own orchestra. The very first concert at the Benenham Theater was a show called Purely Pittsburgh. It featured composers and performers connected locally, including David Stock and the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble. The second concert, on October 6th, was the Pittsburgh Opera Gala, featuring Luciano Pavarotti and the newly formed Pittsburgh Opera Orchestra. At the dress rehearsal, Pavarotti gave the hall his endorsement for its perfect acoustics. These acoustics were no lucky accident. A Boston design company was engaged to rebuild much of the theater while conserving the historic integrity. An interesting technique was used to find the best possible acoustics. They created an exact miniature model of the performance space made of mirrors. A light on the mini stage simulated how sound would project and reflect on the walls, ceilings, and other surfaces. They would move the walls around on the model to determine the best shape of the hall. They decided to make it a bit narrower, thus eliminating 915 seats. Wood was installed on all the most important reflective surfaces, and a new acoustical baffle was added, covering the original proscenium. The orchestra pit was enlarged to fit 75 instruments, with curved wood panels behind the podium and pine flooring. All would forge a rich, warm, and lush sound. The hall was built for grand opera with one of the largest stages, ranking third in the country. Only the Met and a venue at the University of Indiana in Bloomington, Indiana, outranked the Benenham stage footage. Beyond the acoustics, many precious artifacts were restored to their original grandeur. The 5,000-pound chandelier in the dome of the balcony, two 18-foot Versailles-inspired mirrors on the grand lobby stairs, marble, woodwork, and decorative plaster, which on its own required 16 artisans a full year to restore. Every detail was done in compliance with the U.S. National Register of Historic Places to reclaim the hall to the most authentic rendition possible. The Pittsburgh Opera and Pittsburgh Ballet Theater would call this theater their home. The newly formed orchestra would play 5 operas and 6 ballet productions a season. Adding the summer season with the Civic Light Opera, musicians were hired up to 30 weeks a year. This trifecta of opera, ballet, and Broadway were the purview of the Benedum Orchestra, the unofficial name that stuck. The Benedum Center for the Performing Arts was named in honor of the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation, which made the largest contribution towards the restoration of the theater. The foundation was named for the Benedums, Michael and Sarah Benedum's only child, Claude Worthington Benedum, who died at age 20 in the 1918 pandemic. In 2020, it gave over $6.5 million to the COVID-19 relief effort. The Pittsburgh Festival Orchestra, a parent organization to this podcast, received one of those grants through the Program to Aid Citizen Enterprise, PACE. So that's it for today. You can go to accelerandocast.com to see our show notes and leave a question if you like. See you next time.